You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday night in Los Angeles. It's 7 o'clock, and welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics here on LA Talk Radio. I am Nick Newmont, along with my lovely wife, Audrey.
Hi there.
And our guest back this evening for her fourth appearance on Mainstream Metaphysics, Dr. Kimberly Bennett.
Yay, hello. Dr. Bennett's here with us. I'm so excited.
So we have a lot to talk about tonight, and especially with Dr. Bennett giving us an update on where things are on the health front. And if you are watching Mainstream Metaphysics for the first time, Audrey and I are certified hypnotherapists. Audrey is a licensed spiritual practitioner, and I am a psychic and fifth-dimensional healer. So we do a lot of things here at the Newmont Center, and we have a lot of fun. And you know, and you'll see on the show tonight, we do things with an alternative spin. So here we are. We're sitting, you know, deep into the sign of Aquarius, and it's time for our, you know, astrological update. And I'll keep this short
and
sweet.
Tell me something good.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of good. There is a lot of good. And with the new moon on Thursday in Aquarius, which means the moon will move into Aquarius tomorrow, Wednesday, 60% of the sky will be in Aquarius.
Whoa.
So during this time, as we know, you know, right before Christmas, Saturn and Jupiter went into Aquarius. And right now, Venus, Mercury, the sun, and then again tomorrow for a couple days, the moon will be in Aquarius. So this is a time with all this Aquarian energy to, you know, color outside the box, to look at things differently. And when we have an Aquarian new moon, meaning the sun and the moon are aligned, you know, in Aquarius, you know, with all this makes this Aquarian energy really potent. So this is a time to think about not just what we do, alternative things, and taking an alternative approach to a new project or a new situation or a new circumstance. And in this time when Mercury is retrograde, you know, we always want to look in our rearview mirror first before we move ahead with an Aquarian new moon while Mercury is retrograde. So if you're looking at starting something new, starting something fresh, check behind you first before you get moving, because with Aquarian energy, you know, you kind of put your foot on the gas pedal and everything takes off. You know, with Aquarian energy, you know, you're going from 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. So
nice.
Know so your plan.
Know our intentions.
Know your intention. Have a plan before you move forward.
And then own the plan. Don't be thinking you're going and having a half-hearted attempt at it. Make it happen.
And Aquarius rules sudden change. So in a time like this, for some people, the circumstances will be that they need to pay more attention to what they're doing, you know, in situations like this. So yeah, a lot of energy moving forward, and much different than a year ago when we were talking about all the planets moving into Capricorn, where everything was just so heavy. So as I've said before, as we were going into 2021, you know, the heaviness of all the Capricorn planets will give way to the humanitarianism of the Aquarian planets. And we'll see things lighten up as the year goes on. But always remember, you know, as you're watching, when there's a new moon, you're thinking about what you're going to start fresh. A new moon is a new lunar cycle. And the moon rules your subconscious, your habits, your patterns. So it's a time to create a new habit and pattern in an Aquarian way. So go for it. So one thing that I have to do is I always have to own my predictions. And, you know, last week I was on the show, I was very forthright about, you know, how I saw the Super Bowl coming out. And this is where karma comes into play. You know, within the context of my predictions, the things within the game that did come out, and I did say that Tom Brady was not going to have a prolific game. He would pass for low 200s, not 300, 400 yards, and he did pass for 220 some yards, which is low for professional quarterback. I said it would be a low scoring game. I can't ever tell people to bet, and I stay away from those words. But the over under, the total of the score of the game was in the mid to high 50s. And I said it would be lower scoring, and it was 40 points. But I don't ever, I get myself in a lot of trouble. I tell people to go out and make a wager on that. I'd have a lot of people mad at me. And I did say it would be a sloppy game with penalties and turnovers and things like that. And that part came out. But here's the part that I want to touch on, and this is where karma comes into play. And it's very fascinating. As I'm watching the game, and I talked about this with some of the people I would watch, we're very one-sided. Now, I know that if you're a Tampa Bay fan, you're thrilled, and good, your team won. But the refereeing was extremely one-sided. It was blatantly one-sided. And at halftime, the CBS crew in the studio, they were very upset about it, and they saw it. So it wasn't just me. But Audrey said something interesting the other day. You know, sometimes circumstances and people do things that mess with the natural course of the way things are supposed to play out. And when we're using numerology and astrology, those are patterns that are very accurate. And again, when I was looking at individual players, those things did come out. In fact, I said Leonard Fournette, the running back for Tampa Bay, would be an impact player. Mm-hmm. And he was that day, definitely. So when we mess with things, and you think of ourselves and psychic predictions, but also when people interfere, we have a brain pool. And there are times that you throw a pebble into that brain pool and it creates waves, mm-hmm. and things change. But sometimes people throw boulders into the pool, which is extremely disruptive and high waves. And when we mess with the natural course of action, karma is created, but most people don't think about that. Mm-hmm. And so when you disturb the course of action, and then, in coming up in a few weeks when I start teaching sacred geometry, I actually refer, and this is usually for healers, that we can't get involved in what's called karmic interception. It's funny because it's a football term. It's that when we get in between what is supposed to happen, what's set in motion, and divert that, the karma is going to go somewhere. So for instance, as a psychic, even if I see, say, a client who's a motorcycle rider and I see an accident, I can't say, because they have their own free will, I can't say, don't be at the corner of, Wilshire Boulevard and Westwood at 7 o'clock on Thursday, because I'd be interfering. But I can say, I see that you're kind of reckless when you ride your bike. Be a lot more careful. Be mindful and pay attention to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I can say that. So in a game like that, when the referees are one-sided, and I saw plenty of cases where Tampa Bay could have been called for penalties. I mean, there were roughing penalties, roughing on Patrick Mahomes that was never called, like pushing his head down into the turf and stuff like that. Look, for us, we're not born yesterday. We see things happen. We see things are done. And it's too bad. I mean, if Tampa Bay would have won the game like 28-21, I said, oh, it's a good game. Tampa was better. But when it goes on like that and you can see what's happening and what's not happening, then you know it's been messed with. It. So karma is going to take place. Now, I'm not accusing the referees of malicious tampering. I'm just saying the refereeing was not on the up and up.
And a lot of other people agreed with you on that one. They were even saying that at halftime.
Right.
The other thing I want to say is every year you have been very accurate. This is like one of those few years that it was just weird.
Well, what? The game was weird. The game was weird.
I mean, I'm happy for my friends in Florida that the Bucks won. Yay. But it was a little strange, some parts of it. And yay for Tampa,
Right. Right. And, there's next year and all that kind of stuff. But it does become karma. And on a show like this, we do talk about that. Mm-hmm. And so within the individuals, whatever happened, then, and if you committed karmic interference, then the karma comes back on you.
Right.
Okay. You know, it doesn't, with karma, there's no such thing as a free lunch. What comes around goes around. All right.
There should be some good politicians getting around.
Well, karma.
Oh, okay. Kirby says he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Not happy, Kirby.
Well, I had my friends texting me and calling me and saying they were disappointed I was wrong and stuff like that. And they're teasing with me, and I get that. And that's fine. I'm glad they do that. We've had some interesting conversations. But, you know, when you've been around for a while and you see this, and by the way, history shows for, you know, a century that sports games have been tampered with. And, you know, back in the early 1900s, the Chicago White Sox scandal and all that stuff. And, you know, that's part of why Pete Rose will never be in the Baseball Hall of Fame for gambling and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
This stuff goes on. They're human.
Right.
The referees are human. The players are human. But I'm human. I was wrong. But it's an asterisk kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I have to come on and say, yep, I was wrong. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go from football to something more loving.
Loving?
Yes.
What's coming up in a very few days? What's today? The 9th? It's coming up on the 14th.
Sunday.
It's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And we have been busy here at the Newmont Center. Actually, we had our little elf here, Stephanie, who was amazing. She made us some fabulous new candles for Valentine's. This one is Healing Love. So just going to say, if you are having a relationship issue, like you have somebody broke up and your little heart is in a hurt space, this is really good. So you light the candle, you focus your intentions on its healing. I'm moving on. I'm finding someone better. All of that. And this one is love.
Yes.
It's pure love.
That's pure love. And that's not romantic love. That's really deep from the heart love.
This is like that love.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is a good smell. This one is a mixture of certain elements like blackberry and vanilla. Oh, and other things.
Right.
It's called Amora. Well, they don't know how much and what exactly it is. And this one is for the fashion. Eh?
Well, Amora has to do with one of the main essences is blackberry, and blackberry has a very unifying effect on couples. It's not just romantic; it like brings
them
together.
All right, so it's a more unifying thing. I've always thought of it as like hot and heavy, but the real hot and heavy stuff is this one. This is called Lust,
and we haven't made Lust in like 15 years.
So for
Audrey and I haven't made Lust in 15 years. We haven't manufactured the candle called Lust in about 15 years. That was good. Good observation.
So for those of you that want to get a little hot and heavy on Valentine's, get your Lust on. Yes?
Yes. We have full supply, so supplies.
I'm throwing some retrograde. When does retrograde end?
Not soon enough.
Well, we need some of those
we
in there
do.
Too.
We do have some more retrograde candles here still.
Yeah,
Jennifer's
we have Mercury
laughing.
Retrograde candles. Look, you're not going to feel the effect of, even though Mercury will go direct at the end of the, the end of February. You really have to be careful with this Mercury retrograde into about March the 10th. You know, let it clear before you jump into contracts and all those things.
Take it slow.
And I have been witnessing all kinds of communication gaffes with people.
This is one of those times where you really want to own your conversation, own your communication. Like I just wrote something to someone today and really wanting to get something out. You know, I wanted to be done with a subject. And I had been having it loitering in my mind. So is this a good time to really speak your word, you know, own your word in a very constructive way?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
With fault
and logistically, don't rely on just a text or just an email or a voicemail. You know, if you're not getting a response, then politely ask, hey, did you get that?
come.
Yep. And when someone's writing to me here, oh my God, communication is really hard right now. I know it is. And we have to be, if we are more conscious of it, we can help it, you know, but, you know, sometimes remember this and then I'll get off the topic. Text and written words do not have voice inflection.
They don't.
And it can very easily been misinterpreted. You know, a spoken word is much better.
And I will add that person who put that in there, you happen to have the constructive communication format. So there is a layout for how you want to communicate that makes it foolproof. You know, it's seamless. So own that communication format. You know, own your power to say what it is that you say with kindness, consideration, respect, you know, all of those things. Get it out.
Yeah.
And last night, here at week five of Healthy Mind, Healthy Body. Audrey, you do such an incredible job on the heart.
Thank you. I'm going to be putting my part up on YouTube tomorrow. So if anybody would like to see that part of it, there's a lot of information about the heart that many of us never learned in school. And it is your power center. A lot of people think that the brain is the most important thing. And many of us have never learned that the heart has a little brain in it. And what that does. So last night in the class, I had a little PowerPoint working and I explained it all. So I'll be sharing that tomorrow. So look for it on Facebook and we'll share it with you. But in the meantime,
Wait a minute. There's one thing about the heart. Okay.
One thing about
because you don't know this story. This just happened today. So people's demeanors tell a lot about there. We talk about healthy mind, healthy body. People's demeanors talk a lot about what their health can be. And today is one of those things where I, you know, sometimes I just say things and it turns out I'm being intuitive and I don't know in the moment I'm being intuitive because it's not my intention. So I was saying today with someone referring to an administrator who's wound very tight. I said, you know, you and I look like this. And I said, and this individual looks so much healthier than you and me and is younger. And I said, but he'll have a heart attack long before you and I will. And my co-person looked at me and said, well, he has. And he said, because he has laid up for a while. And so, you know, and it was like, wow, I certainly don't wish that on him.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can tell in the way he talks about things, this intensity that's just, it's like everything is just so important. And, you know, that was a, like to come back at me, like he has problems, like, oh my God, you know, so.
Yeah, it's not just what you eat. People think if you're eating hamburgers all the time or whatever, you're eating crap food, it's the thing that's going to cause a heartache or a heart attack. And there's so much more that goes into it. And in the conversation last night, we talked a lot about that. So, again, keep on the lookout for that.
Definitely.
But in the meantime, we have Dr. Kimberly Bennett here, who not only keeps the heart healthy, but all the rest of the body. She's been my doctor for an extended period, and we have a lot of our friends that go to her, and she is just remarkable. She has a whole unique approach that is extremely effective. So with that being said, maybe talk a little bit about you. And then share this wonderful information.
And by the way, welcome. This is your fourth appearance on our show.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love having
it's all
you
yours.
Here.
I love, I'm grateful for the opportunity to share just general information to the public too. I think in the time, especially this past year, where there's so much misinformation on the media and on Google and what's being censored, information that's not allowed to be out there where it really should, and research documents that are being hidden and censored matters. So thank you for having me because this is an outlet that we know we get to control and make sure that people do get the information that they need. My premise, so I work with homeopathy, holistic nutrition, and dietitians don't. I'm not a camera person. I'm sorry. holistic nutrition and a lot of information that I've got clients as MDs that are MDs. I've got dietitians that are clients. I've got nurses that are clients because they're not taught how the body works as a whole. They're not taught to go to the source of the problem. And that's where I really thrive. I specialize in medication damage and disease processes. So if you don't want to go on medications, I know how to help the body repair itself naturally. If you are on medications, I know how to teach the body how to work again. So then all of a sudden your body doesn't need those medications. So we would never take you off something cold turkey, but we will teach your body how to work properly. And then your body says, oh, I don't need this because it's too much. We'll run you for labs. We do everything. Everything's lab based. So I'm not guessing at any of this. And with a medical foundation for making all the decisions that we make. So our pet peeve right now is what's happening in healthcare, and at least mine. And I am a research fanatic. So research isn't about reading what's on the media. It's not about reading people's opinions. It's really about reading the studies, going into the BMC, going into the BMJ, going into PubMed. Read the studies. Understand what is actually going on, what we have choices about.
Explain who's doing those studies, because we don't go into those things.
These are publication journals that are actually peer-reviewed studies. So they're not what the media is presenting. They're presenting opinions that are provided to them. And you need to understand the truth about other medication options that are out there. And so the BMJ is a peer-reviewed journal. The BMC is a peer-reviewed journal. PubMed is all the documents that have been studied around the world, and they're all peer-reviewed and approved. So they're clinical studies where they have verified data to back them up. They're not just somebody's opinion saying, you know, this would be a good thing or this wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So much of what's happened in this last year has been about he said, she said, and unfortunately, the people in power don't necessarily have our best interest at hand. And so there's an awful lot of doctors banding together right now to help you guys get the real information. And so if you watch on some of the YouTube channels, a lot of them being banned right now, but you watch for the real information on doctors that are fighting for your rights. And that's something that really matters to me because people don't realize what their rights are.
A doctor I've looked at, I'm curious if you have watched him at all, is Dr. Shiva. Dr.
Yes.
What do you think of him? What do you think of his information? I haven't watched him recently.
As the pathology and the research and everything that he gives is very good. Mm-hmm. My challenge with anybody who slams anybody is that they go after other people's character. So
yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
That kind of turned me off with him, but I thought that the information was good. And he was sharing some things that I thought were a little on the controversial side, but he was giving the basic scientific information of it, which I appreciated that too.
And people do need to understand, like he's great at explaining how the immune system works and how vaccines and different things can bypass the natural immunity. And so that part people need to understand because people don't understand how their bodies actually work.
Right.
And so when you've got people out there doing videos of and drawing out on the board and showing people how to work, that's a really great thing.
Yeah. So back to what you're going to share with us here. You got a lot of stuff.
I do. Boy. So I want people to go into PubMed and look at studies on ivermectin, HCQ, Remdesivir, and plasma. These are all things that are and have been available on the market since the 1970s. The HCQ has been available since 1941.
Is HCQ hydrochloroquine?
Yes.
Okay.
So what people need to realize is these things were all taken away from us as tools and in order to release the vaccine, and it's not a vaccine, actually, it's a tool, to the public under emergency use only. And when people read the facts around the actual Moderna Pfizer vaccine, they're calling it, it's actually not a vaccine. If you go to page 4 on the release of it.
Now, this came from
Moderna's website.
Okay, so okay? That's key. It's from Moderna's website, not an outside study.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's important.
So, and this is what people need to understand is when you go to a doctor and you ask for information, they're going to give you a really nice to know information thing. That is not the stats and the research behind it. You need to go onto these pharmacies and pharmaceutical companies' websites and look at the inserts. They're about 20, 30, 40 pages. Go in, read the actual research, because the doctors aren't taught this. My doctors that come and see me as clients, they are not taught this information. They are taught the schedule, and they are taught how to sell.
A lot of people who are so busy being parents, being working too hard and doing all the stuff of life, that it's like they think, oh my God, I can't go to everything and I can't do all of these things. So I really like that when you come in and you say, here's the important key things, I've done the work for you.
Yeah.
And here's the actual info. Hold it up again. Here's the actual information. And this is the important thing that they say on here. So it's not that we're saying do this or don't do that. What we're saying is come from a place of being informed instead of just looking at it and thinking, oh, it's all okay because they say so. You know, this information. So what does this say?
So the one statement I want you guys to understand is that the Moderna vaccine, the FDA has authorized the emergency use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. You need to be very clear in our understanding. This is not an approved vaccine. So what it is a biological agent that they are using to support your immune response. It is not a vaccine. It does not stop the transfer or contagion of the virus. All right? Same with the Pfizer.
So is this the one, and I'm just going to ask a couple questions along the way. From what I'm understanding, you can take the vaccine, but you still have to wear a mask. And then you have to take another vaccine in order for the vaccine to actually work. So you literally have to take two vaccines and you have to continue wearing a mask. And if you take the vaccine, is there a possibility that you're actually shedding the virus? These are the little things that I've heard along the way.
Yeah.
That need clarity.
So there's a lot of things that go with taking this injection. They don't know if it sheds. And secondly, the bigger picture is that it's still contagious. So you are still at risk of getting it. This is nothing to do with stopping you from getting it or shedding it.
So then when people are taking the vaccine and they think, oh, this is preventing me from getting COVID, it's not actually doing that.
What it is doing, and there are studies again from 1967, since they started studying these RNA vaccines, making an attempt to make them.
Wait, now explain what RNA vaccine means.
So that is the difference. This virus and all viruses need a host to replicate. This particular virus goes in and it attaches onto the RNA. And when the virus goes into the body, it can only replicate in a human cell. It can live on other surfaces, but it can only replicate in a host. And so when it's replicating, it will continue to mutate every time we get stronger and have antigens and build strength in our bodies. So unlike the other vaccines, which are not RNA-based. So the flu vaccine is the only one, but it's a whole different pathogenic process. And that's the thing about viruses is you will never stay ahead of their mutations. Most viruses will mutate on 60 days. It's why they change the flu vaccine every single year. When it's mutating and mutating and mutating, at some point, you're going to get a wild strain. And that is the bigger problem with this injection that people are taking, as it sets you up for pathogenic priming. Okay? So those two words, pathogenic priming, is a great thing to put into PubMed, because you'll see the studies that correlate to how it sets you up for higher risk of infection when the wild virus goes around. But not only that, higher risk of death. So the studies they did with animals, 100% of them died when exposed.
So what you're saying is go into PubMed.org, right? I believe .com. PubMed.com, okay. And look up pathogenic priming. So yep. for informing yourself. So this is all looking at information. So I always say information equals power. So being informed and looking at a lot of different sources, whether you believe this source or believe that source, you're looking at a few different things and you're making your own informed conscious choice around it. So keep going.
And what you can do is you only need to read the abstract. You don't need to go into the whole thing. You just need to understand the basics of what they're telling you, because you'll probably get confused and lost in the big document.
I know I would.
But read the end.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that matters with this is the way viruses mutate. So every 60 days, we've got a virus mutating, and it ends up providing us with the opportunity for what they call antibody dependent enhancement. And this is when the virus, the spike protein actually changes in our body and provides access for the virus. So we're actually creating an open door for infection.
And where is that information?
On PubMed.
So what can they look up in PubMed?
They can look up, you can try doing ADE, or you can put in antibody dependent enhancement.
Okay.
So these, they sound like big technical terms, but it's really about understanding your immune system and what you're putting yourself at risk for when you choose to do the injection. Okay. And the third thing that's really important about this is PEG. Now, most people don't understand what PEG is, polyethyl glycol. And it is chemical that they're using. So normally in a vaccine, they'll use thimerosal or mercury, some polysorbate, things like that for a preservative and an adjuvant to make a vaccine more active in the body. In this one, they're using a derivative of PEG. And when you put that into your body, 74% of the population has a sensitivity to it. So if you're reading about people who have an anaphylactic reaction to these injections, that's why. Okay, it's got to do with the different preservative that they're using, or carrier that they're using. Okay, so that's PEG.
So again, PubMed, just Google, go in there and search PEG. So curious question. I've seen a few videos about, like, this one guy shared a video of his mother who had had the vaccine and she couldn't even walk. She was shaking all over the place. What causes that?
So what's happening is the injection is going in and it's inflaming the system. And the first point of contact seems to be the neurological system. And when you do that, then it causes an MS, the tremors, Parkinson's. It's damaging the mylar sheath on the nerve endings, and it's also inflaming the nerve endings. And so they can't with them. Okay. If you have even a mild reaction for the first one, please reconsider doing the second one if you are doing this at all, because it never gets better. It will get worse. That's your indication that you have a sensitivity to it. Really, really think twice about the second one.
So this, I guess some people are looking at this and then they're saying, oh, I shouldn't have gotten the shot, or I've been afraid to get the shot. So there are other options rather than getting the shot that a lot of people are unaware of. So that's where I would really like for you to share your magic.
This is part of my love in life, is homeoprophylaxis. So Free and Healthy Children just came out with a study of over 1,000 people that did HP in the US. Cuba has just come out with a study as well with a different form of HP. And then we have the country of India that I absolutely love. And statistically, they have 112 people per million dying, in comparison to our 1,350 people per million dying because they did HP.
So HP literally stands for homeoprophylaxis. Yes. And Nick and I and our girls, we all took the HP when COVID first happened. Yeah. And you can explain what HP is, please.
So HP is done with a few different techniques. In India, they used a remedy called arsenicum. In Cuba, they used a blend of combination formula. In the U.S., we used the nozode, which is a micro dilution of the infection. When you take that, your body actually goes through the natural disease process. It's intended to recognize the infection, have a response, build natural antibodies, and discharge and heal the body. So we put our bodies through these microdoses to really teach the body how to recognize the infection. And so when we come into contact with it, our bodies say, hey, I recognize that. I know what to do. Mm-hmm. So it creates kind of a repellent in the body. And anybody that I've come in contact with who has tested positive, has had full symptoms, has been knocked down because they didn't do HP, I have not come down with it in a year.
I haven't either. So when we took it as a family, we took a dose on, say, like a Sunday. And it's a tiny little micro dose.
Little tiny pellets.
We didn't have any symptoms whatsoever, did we?
No. Nick did for a bit. Right. He's got a little bit weaker an immune system, and we were working on it at the time. So the only people that have ever had symptoms in my client base are people who have really weak immune systems. And so that too, if you're going to respond to a microdose of the HP, can you imagine what would have happened if we had given you the injection?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It would have just blown your system apart.
I do want to share something because this is real and I haven't thought about this. So what you're referring to is that when we go back to the fall of 2018, I found that I had Epstein-Barr, yeah, which is a form of chronic fatigue, yeah, mononucleosis. And then there's a process of treating that with rest, adjusted diet, and different supplements. So this is the point that I want to make. And I had to really slow down what I was doing. Yeah. So since taking the HP, not only did I not get COVID whatsoever of the Epstein-Barr, and I've been working out rigorously with a trainer.
Brilliant.
Okay. So that's how important this is. My immune system not only went from not getting COVID, but I went from my own issue, plowing through that back, yeah, up to where I was years ago, younger, extremely healthy. And I'm doing weight training and cardio, yeah, and core and all that.
Yeah.
And
and people understood in homeopathy, we look at the essence of a infection. So each remedy that we use, we work with over 6,000. Each one has a characteristic and an essence or a nature to it. And COVID is about fear. It's about deprivation. It's about self-destruction. And so when you look at how the disease acts in the body, it goes after your oxygen. It takes away your vitality by attacking the blood and then the lungs. And so it puts you into a high altitude state where you are oxygen deficient. And then it causes hardening in the tissue of the lungs. When we look at the nature of the disease, it's about fear. So all of the people that are living in fear right now and listening to the media buying into all of that, you are buying into that whole disease. You are making yourself more susceptible. So this is where HP takes that whole emotional state out, and we become stronger emotionally because the fear is gone.
Right.
You've lifted that blueprint.
Right.
And so that's the brilliance of homeopathy. It's not just the physical, it's the emotional state that we shift with the use of it.
Which is why we're such good power partners. And it's important to get that piece.
Yeah.
So to get back to it, we took this microdose. A week later, we took doses like three times in that day that were a greater dose.
Yeah.
So now our body has the antibodies, right? And now our body knows how to literally move it out or fight it or whatever it does with it. And then over this period of time that we have been on this, we have taken, what, three boosters?
Yeah.
Right. There's a question that's come up, Kimberly. Is any of this on your website?
All of it.
It should be. I don't, because of legal reasons and the way the government is not allowing us to say anything about COVID. We are absolutely forbidden to say anything. There is information about homeoprophylaxis, and Free and Healthy Children has 3 videos on the actual study that we've done. And so it's FHCI, freeandhealthychildren.org, and you can click on the 3 links on the COVID studies. So that is a brilliant access for you.
Another question's coming up. If you had COVID-19, do you automatically have the antibodies and protection?
No. And that is the problem with a virus, because a virus mutates every 60 days. So you will have the foundational support of it, but you know, even people who have had COVID, we're giving them the HP because it works with the immune system, and it says it builds the emotional state as well.
Yeah. I'm going to get something. I want you to explain what you're doing with us. So it's let me get this.
No, and while she's doing that, you know, it's one thing to take the homeoprophylaxis and say we didn't get COVID. But for me, you know, and being able to do what I did prior to 2018.
Yeah, the immune system, what it did for you, like at a physical level, because it's all immune dysfunction.
And I don't have that brain fog anymore. Yeah. I'm not exhausted anymore.
Yeah, right. No, and I'm really cleaned things up. And I have had, since I was a hairstylist for all those years, I was in a lot of chemicals, and I had a very serious problem with my lymphatic system. So this is literally my lymphatic formula. So, and then this is my like morning formula. So I take 3 formulas throughout the day. Can you explain what that does? Like when people see somebody who does what you do, what that means?
So what I do is I take, an intake is about 2.5 to 3 hours. I do the iridology as a foundation so we understand your pathway to disease, because if you try and work with a system that is not the pathway, and the best analogy I can give you is a medication. So a medication will have symptoms, and it'll work for some people but not others because it's not working with the pathway.
Okay, so when you say iridology, what happens is when you go for your first appointment, she takes a picture of your eyes, and then your eye is very big up on the computer screen, and she shows you these markings in your iris that have to do with the pathways and what's working and what's not working in your body. And also what's really surprising is that many of you think that you have naturally like brown eyes or green eyes, and you'll find out after working with Kimberly for a while and taking the remedies that your true eye color comes back.
It's actually blue. Right. For a lot of people.
Let me just say the other thing. So she's looking at my eyes and she tells me that this area around the blue in my eyes that was cloudy. And she said, that's your lymphatic system. And so I looked at her and I said, well, is it ever going to get back to clear again? She said, oh, yeah, it is. In fact, let me show you my eyes. So for those of you that are interested, go to my Facebook page, look in the pictures. It's like a year and plus, maybe.
I'll repost them too.
Oh, she'll repost it. Because she said, here's a picture of my eyes. One was,
2-year difference.
It was three. Nope. 2-year difference. And it's crazy the difference, how her eye went from being kind of squished to like gorgeous. And it's fascinating what your body does. And here you see it in the eyes. Go, keep going.
Yeah. So we do that. And then we do the homeopathic intake. Now, that part is really about you from in utero and conception all the way through your life. And it's about the things that may have caused traumas, the emotional states that you were in, the family considerations, how they impacted your body, the physicals, the emotionals, the mental, all of it. And that goes into software that I put your information into, and it comes up with remedies, and it identifies which remedies would correlate with which characteristics. From that is how I put a protocol together. And we look at your stomach health, your intestinal health, gut health. You can't even sleep well if you don't have good gut health, because it takes dopamine to make serotonin to make melatonin. So, and serotonin is produced in the gut. So you've got to have a healthy gut. You got to eliminate what's 3 meals in, 3 meals out. So we take in all of that consideration, and then formulas are put together according to that. And some people will have one. People will just have pellets. Some people will have pure herbal tinctures. Some people will have blends. It really is individual.
Yeah. Like I take one like mid-morning, 10:30 or so, and then I take another one right around dinner time, roughly, late
and, afternoon. And they're very different. Right. Yours is immune, and I would never give two people the same formula because no two bodies are the same. Every single one of us is biochemically different, and we respond to things different. So I can take into consideration allergies. I can take into consideration medications. So we don't have to worry about
many people to her that have issues with anxiety, depression, things like that. So that again is another thing that's a part of your system. So she's able to work with that as well. I mean, it's amazing what this can help with. So we want to make sure because it is time. Oh, it just ran out so fast. We need your website.
Someone's asking, I know this person. So give out your website, email, phone number, whatever it is, so people can look you up.
Okay. So it's insideandoutnaturally.com. So insideandoutnaturally.com. And there's a, you can click a link on there for info to email me, or just go info@insideandoutnaturally.com and that email will come through to me.
And I also want to say that on Facebook, she's Inside and Out Naturally Kimberly. And she posts a lot of really valuable information all the time.
Yes, friend Dr. Bennett. And also, this coming Monday, Kimberly is the guest speaker for Healthy Mind, Healthy Body. And even though the topic and focus is the throat chakra and throat, you're going to specialize a lot in glandular disorders. So even if you are not part of that class, you can attend that class. And if you'd like to, please get in touch with Audrey or myself, and then you'll be able to find out how to pay for it and come on Zoom that night.
If you live in the area, you can come in. We have a limited seating. I think there's a couple of chairs open, maybe. And then there is also, Zoom.
Yeah, so you can Zoom. So if you're
interested, make it very easy, accessible.
And there's interaction with the Zoom people. So you're not kind of sitting in an empty room.
And she will be talking about things that she's not really talking about tonight, too.
Yeah, a lot more intensive.
That's going to go on. So, and it's always exciting. It's great to have you on because there's always an update. There's always more. And we know in the world of health, whether it's physical health or mental health, it's always evolving. It's always going on to a new level. And we do enjoy working with you because if it's not energy with me, it's mental health with Audrey. And, you know, it's fun to watch people that we share get better. You know, as they go back and forth with each other. And one thing I will say before we close, and Audrey will attest to this, that if you are working with us or working with Dr. Bennett, you still have to take the protocols and you still have to do the work. You have to do the work. I had no magic wand. Audrey's had no magic wand.
I have had to adjust my many, many things in my diet, in what I do, my exercise, all of that. So, you know, your body goes through a 180-day cycle. And when you're changing the system, the bottom floor, it changes all of it. So over time, even if you're older and you're achy and you're creaky and you got all those things going on and you think, oh, this is just getting old.
It's not.
No,
I was a lot achier and creakier and older, and I'm actually getting younger.
That's
Yay!
Right.
Absolutely.
See, I knew I was going to stay with a younger woman.
Right?
Listen, we have to go. Kimberly, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ronan.
Thank you, everyone. And this has been Main Street Metaphysics with Audrey, Nick Newmont, Dr. Kimberly Bennett. We will see you next week back here. And we really appreciate you tuning in.
Share with your friends.
Yep.
Thank you.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.